I next met with Dr. Nina Shah. To begin, she commented on recently approved and novel antibodies for patients with myeloma.
I think the two major targets for antibody therapy for myeloma are SLAMF7, which is targeted by elotuzumab, and CD38, which is targeted both by daratumumab and the up-and-coming isatuximab. And I think antibody therapy in myeloma has really just skyrocketed in use. And the reason for that is before, we really didn't have good antigens. And it's not that nobody tried, just we didn't have good targets that would really kill the myeloma cells if they were targeted appropriately. So just looking at elotuzumab, it does target SLAMF7. And this is known to be expressed on malignant plasma cells. And it works by taking the NK cells and using ADCC, although there may be some other activating mechanisms on NK cells themselves because they also express SLAMF7 and ironically are not negatively impacted, it's thought, by the presence of elotuzumab. What we know about elotuzumab is that it does not have very good single-agent activity, but in combination with lenalidomide or now pomalidomide, it does seem to have a nice increase in activity over len or pom alone with dexamethasone. And because of this, this actually lends a little more gravitas to the idea that lenalidomide or pomalidomide are working in an immunomodulatory way because it's working well with an antibody. We know from the Eloquent studies that elo-len-dex was superior to len-dex in patients with relapsed myeloma. And although that study was very positive, one of the difficult things is the patient population in those studies did not necessarily reflect the patients that we now see in our clinic who've had relapsed disease. But most recently, last year, with the publication of the elo-pom-dex data, which showed a very nice almost doubling of PFS, and this is in patients with two or more prior lines, we do now have this as an option, I think, that's more viable for our current clinical practice. And that's what I see being used a lot more in the community now. So that's how elotuzumab works.